just wanna say thank you, man.
To every hater.
Thank you. Every other city I go.
I appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart.
No more.
I mean that.
Wake up every morning, I pray. I done came a real long way. Every other city I go. I ain't gotta tell them my name. If you hatin', I just wanna say thank you. Know you doing something right when they hate you. Running around telling people how they made you. Only reason why they mad, cause they ain't you. Wake up every morning, I pray. I done came a real long way. Every other city I go. I ain't gotta tell them my name. If you hatin', I just wanna say thank you. Know you doing something right when they hate you. Running around telling people how they made you. Only reason why they mad, cause they ain't you. Nowadays I pull up in the range. I remember hopping that train. I gotta thank God for all the pain. I got a nigga all up in the game. Born, I be all with my game. They jacking, I change and I didn't. I can jump back on that plane, switch up cities. Nowadays niggas just look at me different. Hate me for what, I just handle my business. I play with them bands, I can handle a ticket. I know I came up, but don't act like you know me. You wasn't around back when I had to get it. Wasn't around back when I had to hustle. Wasn't around back when I used to struggle. We used to throw all that cash in the duffel. Now all this cash keep me right out of trouble. Thank you. Wake up every morning, I pray. I done came a real long way. Every other city I go. I ain't gotta tell them my name. If you hatin', I just wanna say thank you. Know you doing something right when they hate you. Running around telling people how they made you. Only reason why they mad, cause they ain't you. Wake up every morning, I pray. I done came a real long way. Every other city I go. I ain't gotta tell them my name. If you hatin', I just wanna say thank you. Know you doing something right when they hate you. Running around telling people how they made you. Only reason why they mad, cause they ain't you. We up in the sky right now. Used to fall asleep in the spot where the fiends ran down. Like, I wanna rock right now. This is for them niggas trying to plot right now. We up in the section, my niggas is flexing. I can see you hype, calm down. The girls see I'm different, the G's know I'm getting it. I'm shitting the drop all brown. They don't wanna see you get no real money. They don't wanna see you in no foreign. They don't wanna see you with that top model. If we winning, I'm just making sure I'm scoring. State to state, now they making sure I'm touring. Every time I speak, they record. Now when we eat, bigger portions. I go to sleep thinking Porsches. Wake up every morning, I pray. I done came a real long way. Every other city I go. I ain't gotta tell them my name. If you hatin', I just wanna say thank you. Know you doing something right when they hate you. Running around telling people how they made you. Only reason why they mad, cause they ain't you. Wake up every morning, I pray. I done came a real long way. Every other city I go. I ain't gotta tell them my name. If you hatin', I just wanna say thank you. Know you doing something right when they hate you. Running around telling people how they made you. Only reason why they mad, cause they ain't you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Puttins. That was Thank You by Dave East. Y'all know what I get. He said, I just want to say thank you to every hater. Thank you. Every other city I go, I ain't ever got to tell them my name. Wake up every morning, I pray. I done came a real long way. Every other city I go, I ain't got to tell them my name. If you hating, I just want to say thank you. You know you're doing something right when they hate you. Running around telling people how they made you. Only reason why they mad, because they ain't you. Wake up every morning, I pray. I done came a real long way. Every other city I go, I ain't got to tell them my name. If you hating, I just want to say thank you. You know you're doing something right when they hate you. Running around telling people how they made you. Only reason why they mad, because they ain't you. He said, I remember hopping the train. I got to thank God for all the pain. That got a nigga all up in the game. Foreign, I be out with my gang. They jacking, I changed. And I didn't get here back on the pint. Switched up steady. Nowadays, niggas just look at me different. Pay me for what? I just handle my business. I play with them bins. I can't handle a ticket. I know I came up. But don't act like you know me. You wasn't around back when I had to get it. Wasn't around back when I had to hustle. Wasn't around back when I used to struggle. We used to throw all that cash in the duffel. Now all this cash keeps me out of trouble. Thank you. I love Dave East. I do. I love Dave East because of his realness. Dave East played a little bit of college ball. He could have went professional. Some things happened. He went out there. His pops told him, you got A, B, or C. He went to his aunt's, started selling drugs, but then he was always on his music thing. And the struggles that he went through prepared him for what he has to face today. All the things he went through prepared him for what he faced today. He lost people back then. He hustled. He knew how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. He dealt with snakes and pariahs. He could go any area. You know, hey, yeah, I'm Davies. He can go. He already built that foundation of networking and talking to people and rhyming in the cypher on the bench. Already put those friendships together. Because it wasn't based on money. I didn't just come in. I've been doing this. Putting his homeboys on. Speaking about getting robbed from a female. Like, he did all of that, right? It didn't make sense back then. I know it was many a days he said he slept on his couch. They had to eat cereal where the roaches was crawling at. So he slept on couches, abandoned spots. But he knew how to survive. But guess what? All those things that usually people fold and fucking give up, that just fueled the fire for him to keep on going. That might have been some times he got sidetracked, you know, lost over here, maybe got into somebody's business. But then he had his crew that said, yo, you're going too far left, player. Come back. Remember what we started. So he kept doing. Now, those people that got him where he needed to go, they passed away. His crew that he trusted, the last one passed away. I remember being in Applebee's. Yeah, that was Applebee's. I just got scratched, right? And I met a Babalao and his wife. I didn't really know what Babalaos were. You know, I was learning. His crown was Babalu Aye. His wife was Oshun. He said, if you don't remember nothing else, remember this. The hand that brings you to the river may not be the hand that washes you. These hands all brought him to his destination where he signed record deals with Nas. He's been making music, living his dream. Those hands that brought him there, they done already equipped him to get him to be able to do what he need to do. They prepared him. Now he at the river. He jumping in now because now a whole different set of people are coming. Don't think that he forgot all those hands, those feet, those words, those sentences, that wisdom, that knowledge, that love, that hatred, that betrayal, that gossip. All of that shit paved the way for him to get to the river. All of them. They all served a purpose for him to get to the river. He got there. He there. He just had a new baby. Whole new life, whole new circle of people now. But they prepared him for him to get where he is. They prepared him. So now he got this whole new crew, a new baby, because it was him and his daughter. They prepared. Now he got another baby, whole new lifestyle, whole new tax bracket, whole new avenue where he lived. He don't live in Harlem no more. So, whole new thing. But those hands, those wisdoms, all of that prepared him. Prepared him. I can't jump the gun and start yelling at people like I used to. I can't go and knock on motherfuckers' doors and be like, yo, what's up? Can't do that no more. I can't just go and act like I'm a bully. All those things I left back then. Because each hand that carried me showed me a different thing. I saw a different view, a different sight, different everything. Sometimes it's just better to focus on you and what you got to do and keep it moving. Let everybody see the finished product. I don't need to tell you my every move. I love my son, but my son has this energy of, if I say blue, he's going to say black. I don't give a fuck. If I go, no, it's this way, he's going to debate me, right? It's cool. Sometimes it gets frustrating because I'm like, and then when it, because it always works in my favor. And don't take it because of the Aries energy, right? But he'll still say, only reason why I went that way is because I forgot to do this. He'll give you an excuse. But I laugh. At first, it used to anger me. Oh my goodness, that used to just aggravate me. But I can't change his perception, even how he see me. I can't change that. I can change how I receive whatever he gives. I can either be bothered with it or I don't have to. That's it. I can move forward or I can stay stuck. I have to remember all the hands that made sure I got to where I needed to go. That's a whole new different bunch of people that's around. But those hands and those feet and those words and that betrayal and those friendships and that gossip and those hatred and the jealousy, all of that on both parties. Because I can't always say, oh, they only did this to me. No, I did some foul shit too. Don't get it twisted. And I ain't being transparent. I'm being real. I done did some shit in my life, boo-boo, that I know I got to pay for. And I tell you, everybody working going to get paid. Trust and believe. I've done some things in my life. But I still can look in the mirror. Because I owned it. Oh, I know my snakes done rose up. Shit, don't get it twisted. And guess what? It's never from strangers. It's always from the people I helped and all of that. And guess what? Those people can say the same about me. Oh, I helped that bitch. You sure did. And bit every hand, arm, leg, arm. Don't get it twisted. I sure did. Shit. A few of them, I shook their hand and fucked their man. How you doing? All right. So don't get it twisted. I'm never no one's hero. No. And it's okay. Because I tell everybody, I'm the villain in a few people's stories. I own that. And the most I can do is apologize. And show. Now, I'm going to be honest. Some people told me to die, kill myself. Bitch, we'll always be enemies. I got to accept that. I fought this girl's mama, dragged her, then fought her. Years later, you know what I'm saying? Fuck you, because her mother's dead. I didn't kill her. She died of old age. But I'm just saying, she remember that. So I did my best. I apologize. But I can't force it. And you won't see us in the same spot. Because she say something, I'm going to go at her neck. And if I say something, she going to try. Yeah, try. So, So people already know. Nah, don't put them two together. Nah. It ain't going to end well. Not at all. And her lackeys know. They be like, hey, Eva, what's up? You know, it's crazy because there's a saying, my enemy's enemy is my friend. My ex-husband love her. Oh, he loves her. But guess what? Even both of them together can't fuck with me. So I still laugh. I laugh. But I don't sleep on them. See, I'm not going to sit there in the lion's den with my enemies there and think that, oh, we cool. No. Uh-uh. See, I see you do fucked up shit one time. That's it. Hey, we called you. Hey, what's up? Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. Because see, my enemies and my friend, that's a perfect chess move. And it's also a rule in the art of war. Read it. So, nah. Motherfuckers that eat with your enemies is your enemies. I don't play that. Oh, but, you know, when we're together. No, bitch, I killed a messenger too. Sorry. But anyway, that's not the topic. The topic is, oh, Ifabeo, something is brewing in the social media world. And guess what? That ain't my ride. So for now, I am going to, right? Because see, I'm changing the game. of mine. I can't speak for everyone else because it's too much going on. Too many subs, too many. I want to attack you. This is right. You're wrong. I'm here. You're higher. Racism is in all of it. Oh, my goodness. Racism is all of it. If you have, right, because I can't, I'm black. I can't stand fucking racism. I'm black. Nah. So if you have a venue, a platform, or anything like that, and you have Spanish people that are watching, of course, you say it in English, then you say it in Spanish. By all means, so everybody can get the information. But if everybody's on your fucking platform, and they all speak English, and now you're going to say something about one Orisha, and you're only going to say it in Spanish, what you hiding? Because we all here speak English, right? Everybody on this motherfucker speak English. So you're saying it in Spanish? Why? You don't have no Spanish followers like that. Everybody on your shit speaks English. I'm going to remove you, myself. And like I said, and I'm going to keep saying it, how is it an ATR, but Africans, black people are not welcome in the fucking table? So no. So I did make a whole thing of maybe I should go to Shay Shay. And, oh, so many beautiful people wrote some beautiful things. But at the end of the day, it's still my decision. When I look at some of those elders that were black, African-American, and I used to always ask, and these are high-ranking elders, why would they go over to, you know, the black side? Because they're not welcome at the table. Even years ago, they're not welcome at the table. They're not. I've been to Misa's. I've been to drumming. I've been to all of that. No. They don't sing it. You don't know who the fuck we singing for. I'd be like, yo, who we singing for? Oh, shit. You gotta listen. You need to learn Spanish. Learn fucking English. I think that's disrespectful when people say that. If I'm gonna learn anything, I'm gonna learn the language of my ancestors. I'm gonna learn Creole. French. So, no. No. Why? For what? So guess what I do? Grab my bag, grab my stuff, and I remove myself. Doesn't mean I don't hate nobody. Not at all. I'm not going to do the same thing that people do. I'm not your mirror. That's something that you deal with. But what I'm going to do is just remove myself because it doesn't fit me. If you know I don't speak a language, then speak English. But if you don't want to, that just gives me the right to go somewhere else. So now I understand when you go somewhere, you want to see you represented as well. Represent all of us at the table. We're all here. But it's not always like that. So how do you call it an ATR? How do you say that they come from Africa, but you don't love it? Y'all can say what y'all want about people from Cuba, but guess what? They already know they fucking black. They tell you from the door. Mother Africa was here. That woman brought this stuff here to us. We gonna respect the mother. No, y'all equate her and put her on a fucking slave outfit and make her a llama donna. Fat, black. And all she know how to do is cook and clean. You serious? So I know that there's a lot of things getting ready to come forward. And what I always do is follow my spirit. So I will, starting, right, after the holidays, the only presence you'll see is when I do my shows, when I post in the morning, and when I do classes. All other stuff doesn't require me. Unless you say, hey, Ifa Bayo, I would like you on my show, you know, or to teach a class, by all means. But other than that, it's time for me to kind of back up and let everyone else take the wheel. I've been riding this wheel for a long time. I got other things to do and put in the works. But I always do my podcast as long as it's willing. I don't care if I have 3 listeners. I'm going to do it because I'm consistent with that. Call me crazy. I'm going to do my Get Mug Monday. Conversations with Ifa Bayo, early morning, inspirations, all of that. I'm going to do that. TikTok page is growing. Still trying to figure out the Clubhouse thing, but that's how it is. And Twitter and all that is fine. And I do my classes. I promote them. Whoever signs up, great. And I let people know. This is my, if you want a reading, text a sister. putting together how to book it online. Book a reader. Other than that, I don't need nothing else. Excuse me. Anything else is gossip, bullying, fucking with people, trying to get at people, trying to do all of that. No. And I'm always, if someone writes me and lets me know about abuse and they have receipts and things like that, I'm going to always for the people. I am. But right now, it's time for me to take a step back. Because it doesn't have to be always. But for now, because it's too much brewing in this pot. Which I'm grateful. Everybody has a voice. Everybody's taking action. But some of it is misguided. And I know me and my mouth or my thing. And people are getting too hot. And everybody want to do this. So I know how to step back. And guess what? Oh, I don't need to be on your live. I don't need to do all. I can look at it the next day. I don't need to be on there. As long as I look. And if it is worth sharing, it's worth for us information, I will share it. If it's not, I'm not going to share it. If it's not but gossip and you're just sitting there talking about people, no, I'm not doing that. That I'm not doing. I'm not. If I don't, listen, if we can't correct people, right? Because, you can't correct people because they get in them. Guess what? It works both ways. I don't have to share your cuckoo shit neither. So, no. Not at all. I don't need to correct you. Listen, hey, what you saying is fucked up. You know, those people are not like that. What? I don't need to share it. You go on about your business. And if you do too much, welcome to the block party. On TJ Post or with DJ Post No Comments on the 1 and 2. Because remember, I block hoes. It's not, that's, I block my own kids. Don't get it twisted. But yeah, it's a lot. But I want to say thank you. Keep going, keep grinding. Don't let nothing turn you down. You know, when it's time or if your spirit say, hey, sit back for a little bit. Sit back. You don't got to join every fight and every cause. Especially if it's not benefiting my people. Then I'm not going. Because I'm only going to things, events, functions where I have to see some of me. And if my people are not there, because see, I understand Black Lives Matter, but all lives matter. Fuck you. If you're not focusing on the lives that are black that's laying out in these streets, I don't need to be there. I don't. I got other things to worry about. So that is my new decree. If I don't see my people there. And I ain't talking about, oh, your friend. No, black. If I don't see black people there, guess what? I'm not going. Because it's not for me. That means I'm tired of watching my ancestors look through the window and looking to say, well, we ain't invited. No, if we can't come, uses, because we hung from those fucking trees, uses, then we don't need to be there. That's some real shit. I'm not angry. I'm not mad at no one. I'm not throwing shade. None of that. But I'm just tired of seeing us looking through windows. When we built the fucking house, we built it. Yes, we built it. I wasn't born to look through a window at the very fucking house I built. Nah. Mm-mm. We're not taking that no more. So, no, I haven't made a decision to go over to Shay Shay or go to stay in Lukumi. Right now, I'm focused on me and my Risha. That's it. And my Egon and those that have been wronged. My calling. That's what I'm focusing on. Let me put it like that. My calling. The road that they told me I was destined to be on. That's what I'm focusing on. Anything else does not get my attention. They said, keep doing your podcast. Keep doing your lives. Keep promoting. Keep inspiring people. Keep talking. Keep doing. You're reading? Keep reading. You want to send me a love offering, a donation, whatever? And I don't give a fuck. I don't care. A closed mouth don't get fed. I don't give a fuck. You mad because you didn't think of it? I don't care. Oh, when people do that, they begging. Good. Then call me begging fucking petty. How you doing? So, Just because your ass got pride is for poor people. I don't want to ask. Fuck you. Kill yourself today. Die. I ask anything from anybody. So, as always, be loving, be accepting, be great.